there is some kind of issue with people, whether it's internally, psychologically, personal, or whether it's institutional. You know, they get money from the Ford Foundation or other groups, whether there's a money trail where they're kind of tacitly told not to touch things. You know, Peter and I wrote op-eds for Minuteman, and we wrote op-eds for Institute for Policy Studies in Washington, D.C. for years, and they wouldn't run one of our pieces because we talked about your story, the story that you did on the press conference, right? And you know, it's not like, and we didn't know you, you know, we didn't know who Sean Hamilton was, and we just saw, hey, and of course we knew Richard Gage was holding a press conference, but he's like holding a press conference and nobody comes. And it's like kind of interesting. It's like the press conference that none of the press will come to, or if they come, they won't report it. Or if they come, they're looking for like the wacko story, like where's the people in the tinfoil hats and how can we further discredit. They turn, in other words, it's a junk food news story and news abuse writ large. They're not there to actually listen and to report. They're there to demonize, vilify, trivialize, etc. So those are agents of propaganda.